Hello, it's the 1st of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. East West Rail will hold two meetings in Bedford Borough to clarify their decision to use the six-track option out of Bedford. In a statement, EWR justified its choice for the route connecting Oxford to Cambridge by discussing several related issues, including the fact that it would provide a reliable service which does not conflict with other trains. In addition, the new proposed need to sell property scheme has been introduced to assist the 65 affected homeowners no longer able to sell their homes due to current plans. Bedford's Midland Station would be upgraded, along with improvements to the station quarter area, and St John's Station would be moved closer to Bedford Hospital. The first of the two events will be held at Bedford Heights from 2 to 8pm on the 13th of June. Direct Line Home Insurance, through a Freedom of Information inquiry, revealed that rodent infestations are on the rise in Bedford Borough when compared to data from previous years. A council spokesperson said they provide a number of pest control services for free to residents. The temporary ethnic food bank implemented in Queen's Park area of Bedford may become a permanent fixture thanks to a generous £10,000 grant from the Frank Branston Fund. Housing Association, BPHA, were helpful in the fundraising effort, creating the first of its kind venue in the UK. The idea was conceived by Drs. Nadim and Minza Mahazi Coltwell to help ethnic diverse communities locate more cultural familiar foods not always represented in traditional food banks. Luton Town Football Club captain Tom Lockyer has been given the go-ahead by doctors at the Cavendish Clinic in London to return home. The 28-year-old central defender collapsed in the 12th minute of the Championship game victory against Coventry City, which resulted in the Hatters' promotion to the Premier League. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.